Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. If you're rejoining us, my name is Maggie Dawn, host of this, The Maggie Dawn Show, here on the Civic Media Radio Network, where we aim to bring you real news and great conversation. We got one of those great conversations for you this afternoon. My next guest, his name is Bill Keaton. He is the Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivant Health. Bill has dedicated the past 20 years of his career to helping Vivant Health grow into the second largest provider of HIV prevention, care, and treatment services in the nation. He knows a lot about our next topic, which is, and frankly, hasn't gotten, I think, a lot of mainline headline-making attention in the press. And it is absolutely essential that we give voice to the implications of these cuts. We have heard about Donald Trump's taking a chainsaw to all kinds of departments across the federal government. We know he has slashed funding and slashed employees at the Department of Health and Human Services. We know that he appointed a vaccine skeptic and, frankly, a guy that doesn't know much at all that is reliable or actual verifiable accurate information about healthcare, vaccines, and the like. That is JFK Jr. to lead it all up. We know that he is cutting the budgets at the Centers for Disease Control. What does that mean when we face the next COVID? But many of us, if you happen to be over the age of 40, also remember the onset of the AIDS epidemic and what the sheer costs in millions of lives here in the United States and globally meant when the Reagan administration cruelly looked away and refused to use the resources we have as the United States government to help address that epidemic then. My next guest will help us understand what Trump's draconian cuts to not just DHHS, not just the CDC, but specifically also cuts to the Division of HIV Prevention within the CDC might mean for your family, the United States, Wisconsin, and global health more broadly. Thank you so much, Mr. Keaton, for making time for us. This is such a critical issue. Millions of people, let me just start here, Bill. Am I right to say that when we look at the funding cuts and the employee cuts, not just at the CDC in this specific division of HIV prevention, but also in USAID and other related departments, that it is predictable that tens of thousands of people will die because of these kinds of cuts?
Yeah, thanks, Maggie. I think you're spot on. That's the biggest fear that we have right now, is that what we know is that today HIV is a preventable, treatable chronic condition. And without the resources that are made available to clinics and organizations like mine here in the United States, but to agencies across the globe, that we will unfortunately see needless deaths related to HIV, deaths that are completely preventable, and we'll see additional transmission of HIV to new individuals that, again, is completely avoidable. And furthermore, I would go to say the programs, the interventions, the investments that the federal government is making in HIV prevention, care, and treatment here and across the globe, they're working. We are seeing less people die of HIV every year. We're seeing less new transmissions and diagnoses of HIV every year. What we're doing is working. So I think the biggest question that a lot of us have on the ground is why the broad-based, whole-scale changes to a number of programs that are having tremendous benefit here in the United States and across the globe.
Yeah, there's so many different angles on this, Bill. We can talk about it from a public health perspective, right? And that when we address communicable diseases, either in these acute circumstances like COVID outbreaks, or where we have effectively put in place the systems of prevention, right, and treatment, so that these aren't claiming lives, these kinds of communicable diseases aren't claiming lives unnecessarily. We can look at the measles, right? Like issue after issue, communicable disease after communicable disease, and the U.S. stepping back, not just funding, but the very systems architecture globally and within our country is going to cost lives in a very real way. And we haven't even talked about the misinformation and lies that get spewed by so many folks. Focusing again in your specialty, Bill, what is the cut specifically to the Division of HIV Prevention within the CDC?
Yeah, so one of the things that's probably most challenging right now is that we haven't seen any specific proposal in terms of grant dollars that would be reduced or eliminated. We take that as a sliver, a glimmer of hope and good news for now in some of the documents that have been put out by the administration and HHS related to this, that they don't anticipate any additional cuts beyond what they've done to eliminate 20,000 government employees, many of whom directly support the activities that we're engaging in. But there's a great unknown. Who is going to be left within the administration and within HHS to make sure that the grant dollars that the administration is indicating that they're going to continue to deliver to our communities, who's going to make sure that those programs and services are driving the benefit that taxpayers can rightly expect from the investment that they're making? So we are hopeful that additional cuts aren't coming. But we have a tremendous amount of uncertainty as to who's going to be left to make sure that the checks get cut for the work that's happening, to make sure that the applications are getting processed so that folks can benefit from the programs and organizations like mine can continue to deliver the care and treatment services that, make no mistake about it, are literally saving people's lives. What we know today is that HIV is treatable, but there are tremendous amount of challenges to that treatment being successful. The cost of the medications, we're talking about medication regimens that cost between $2,000 and $3,000 a month for individuals. We know the average lifetime costs associated with HIV care and treatment just for the management of that specific condition are about $500,000 per patient living with HIV. We have to make sure that those resources continue to get out to the communities and to the organizations that are doing the care. Otherwise, we will see folks, unfortunately, get sicker, which is something that is completely avoidable. In fact, what we know today is that the treatment programs that we have, the really expensive medications, the doctors and the medical science that has just been remarkable in terms of advancement, we can help people achieve viral suppression, which means they are physiologically unable to transmit HIV to somebody else. That's a tremendous, not only public health benefit, but individual health outcome and chronic disease management program that is helping to stop the spread of HIV, which is something, again, that we should all be celebrating. But there's barriers to that. It's not just the financial, but unfortunately, HIV is a disease that thrives in areas where there is poverty, where there is lack of access to healthcare, where there are other socioeconomic challenges that are that will prevent people from accessing medicine and accessing doctor's visits. And that's the beautiful thing about what we've developed in the United States over the years. The Ryan White Care Program, the CDC prevention dollars, they're all designed to help alleviate and eliminate those barriers. It's one of the great testaments, going back to Orrin Hatch and Ted Kennedy, when they created the Ryan White program in a bipartisan, I would say nonpartisan way, 40 years ago.
Yeah, folks, if you're just joining us, our special guest this half hour is Bill Keaton, Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivant Health. Vivant is the second largest provider of HIV prevention, care, and treatment services in the nation. According to the Wall Street Journal, Donald Trump's proposed budget includes $1.3 billion in cuts to funding specifically allocated for HIV prevention efforts within the CDC. That's what we're talking about, excuse me, this afternoon. Bill, this is one of those things, and I see this again and again and again in different sectors that have been targeted by Donald Trump's, frankly, just across the board slashing of budgets and employees. And that is, well, you may have, for example, lopped a couple of zeros off of a budget line item, but in the medium term, and in the long term, it is actually going to decrease overall health outcomes and will end up spending more. And I don't care. Again, we can look in different sectors. I want to ask you about that. But so many other places, it's like, yep, you may have saved money in this budget cycle. But to eventually redress the wrong that that unthinking, unintentional cut will cause will end up costing way more than the original budget dollars that you may have saved. Are we looking at similar impacts here, Bill, when it comes to public health and AIDS prevention and treatment specifically? Maybe these cuts save a little bit in the short term, but we're going to end up spending and losing so much more, spending so much more in the medium and long term.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Maggie. You know, I like to, I spend a lot of time working with folks from across the aisle as it relates to this. And one of the things that we start out the conversation with is just establishing some shared goals or principles. And if we're going to start with the goal or principle that all life has value, which I think is a pretty universal one to accept, then we recognize that preventing disease within all life that has value is a next laudable and noble goal. Unfortunately, that costs money. And we can either invest here in the state of Wisconsin. We receive about $8 million from the federal government to do HIV prevention care and work. That's supplemented by dollars from the state government. If we start taking those out, what we know is that folks will still seek out and find ways to get access to their healthcare, and they should. But getting your HIV care and treatment in a hospital setting, especially an emergency room or an urgent care setting, is inefficient and a lot more expensive than effectively managing it outside of those settings. And what we know is that if folks lose access to programs like Ryan White or Medicaid, for example, someone will pay for that care. And that care will either be supplemented again by people who are privately insured. It'll be supplemented through charity care programs. It'll be written off by hospital systems that will find other ways to get those dollars and those bills paid for. And ultimately, what we know is that in a much more inefficient way, the American taxpayer and healthcare consumer writ large will be left with the bill there. The only other option there is to deny people access to care and treatment, which will unfortunately mean, like I said earlier, disease progression, the spread of HIV, and people needlessly dying. And one thing that we should have learned from the 80s is that we don't need to go through the loss of another generation of individuals, artists, family members, loved ones, musicians, economists, others, you know, people who are contributing to our society in so many ways. We don't need to lose another generation of those individuals. We have the tools. We have the science to end HIV as an epidemic. What we need is the political will to make the investment that everyone gets access to those resources, those tools, and that science.
Folks, again, that is Bill Keaton. He's the Chief Advocacy Officer at Vivant Health. We're talking about the fact that AIDS care and prevention and treatment has been very effective, especially here in the United States. AIDS no longer a death sentence. People living their full life. With the cuts to the Division of HIV Prevention within the CDC, those positive strides that have been made over the last 40 years are under threat. They may be lost. And here's the thing that Bill just said that I want us to all think about as we take care of a little bit of business here. When it comes to healthcare in this country, we pay for it one way or the other. It comes to us, takes out of your pocketbook one way or the other. The question should be, how do we do it efficiently and effectively? Bill's explaining to us why gutting HIV prevention, treatment, and care here in the United States is not a way to more efficient taxpayer outcomes. It also ain't the moral thing to do. We've got more coming right up. Keep it locked right here. We'll talk about the impacts in Wisconsin that you might feel in your family and neighborhood next, right here on The Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked.